Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, I will say this about yesterday. There was nothing bitter when you hear a bittersweet song. There was nothing bitter for me yesterday. I enjoyed it thoroughly. But
Bryce Harper's comments a little bitter.
That's true.
That's where I was going.
My fault.
Yeah.
My fault. I was thinking the me and Jack thing. But now, if you notice,
of course you were.
I'm playing it.
I was
very
about the Phillies, you know.
Yeah.
But you know, yeah, you and Jack too.
I am. You know, I'm playing it very cool.
Yeah.
Ree, I'm trying my hardest to not bobon him, oaf him. Like, I'm just letting him.
They were really up in their feelings yesterday. My goodness.
That was quite a show, wasn't it?
Wow.
It was a good listen. It was fun. I mean, it was. I'll say this.
It was more fun for you than for Jack,
I think, if I had to guess. Spike is really trying to pivot him toward baseball. And Spike's point's not wrong. Like, throw strikes. We'll see if he's got it in him. That's going to be Wednesday of next week. So we move right to competition two Wednesday of next week. And my training has, you know, I was going to say already begun. That wouldn't be the right way to put it. Like, it's been begun.
Tweeting in the gym yesterday might have been your funniest tweet of all time.
No, you did.
Yeah,
did
he
you
tweeted
really?
Just in the gym. And, it was hilarious. I literally laughed out loud to it.
I'm glad you liked it. Yeah, the in the gym. And then after that, James, I went for a two-hour walk.
Look at you.
And you know what I did? I listened to their show. All right, let's go to the phone. So we're having some fun with that. Again, Wheeler, amazing. Great to have Bryce back. Not great to hear him frame it the way he did. To the phones we go. Gary in Whitehall. Gary, good morning, pal.
Morning, crew. How you doing today?
Doing great, Gary.
First things first, congratulations there, Joe.
Thank you, sir.
I like that. So, a poll for you, Joe. I know you had it in you. And that was a really cool move to hire the club pro.
Yeah, it made a big difference. I had one sand shot. I honestly can't tell you I remember the hole, but I remember that it made a difference. I don't know if I won that hole or tied that hole, but I had one sand shot that I hit well, and it's the number one thing me and him worked on for the hour prior to teeing off. And then he helped me with reading greens and stuff. I mean, it's you got to be committed to win it. You know, like, here's the thing, Gary. Everyone wants to win. But I think what I've questioned about Fritz is he committed to doing all that you need to do to win? And, you know, time will tell whether he is ultimately, but I was in on competition one, and I think it did make a difference.
Oh, showing up an hour and a half early. It's a funny green.
Well, how about this, Gary? He said yesterday he only golfs twice a year. The way he talks on the air, you'd think he golfs all the time. He said yesterday he only golfs twice a year. I golfed more than twice last week at that spot in preparation. I filmed the course. I mean, I'm this isn't about me trying to pat myself on the back. I'm just saying, like, if you're
taking it more seriously,
if you're in it to win it, in it to win it. Yeah. I mean,
which was part of Spike's point yesterday. Spike did say to him, like, practice.
Yes.
We've been saying, get on this.
And you know, James, that had been my point for months. One of the things, because there's a lot of people who think he's more naturally athletic. I don't think that, but many do. But part of my thing is, like, you got to have that 0-1-6ers dog in you. You know, you got to dig down when it's time.
You know, they lost, right?
Yeah, they did lose. You also know I'm not facing Shaq and Kobe, right? All right, Gary, what do you got on the Phils?
Well, the most underappreciated athlete in Philadelphia right now put on one hell of a performance last night, didn't he?
Yeah, let's put Kaney on the out here, lay her out here. So she had Zach Wheeler ninth 2 weeks ago in athletes in
Outrageous.
Philadelphia.
Outrageous.
Ninth!
It's
and
crazy.
By the way, other people had him like 7 and 8. I'm like, what is going on here? This is nonsense. James, where did you have...
Remember I had him 6 and Arbor 3, but if I could have done that, I did the list 2 weeks early, and I told you when I did my list, I would switch the two if given the opportunity to change it. I had already put my list in, but I would switch Wheeler and Harper.
Man, oh man. He's amazing, Gary. He really is.
I had him number 4 on my list, and he's the first Philly on my list. So.
Yeah, I had him number three. Yeah, he's really something. All right, Gary, always good hearing from you, pal. Appreciate the call. Let's talk to Jeff calling from Phoenixville. Hi, Jeff.
Good morning, everybody. How's everybody doing?
Super.
Yeah, we're good, man.
Dude, you don't know how much I was on the edge of my seat when you were going through your review of the game yesterday, of your match yesterday. It was awesome. I'm like sitting there eating breakfast, and I'm like, he's up by one. He's up two. Like, are you kidding me? And, you know, God bless you, Joe. You are living rent-free in Jack's head. And
some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's glorious right now. It really is.
Well, listen, I won't say that or admit to it, but I appreciate your recognition of that fact.
Oh, I'll say it.
Yeah. You just called it a fact.
Oh, no, I'm sorry.
You said you wouldn't recognize it.
No, I appreciate your statement.
But
there,
it is
Jeff.
A 100% fact.
It is absolutely a fact. I do have a question, though.
Sure.
With all the hurt feelings from yesterday, was it a 6-inch putt that he's saying it was, or was it a 6-foot putt that you made him putt out? Because
no,
here's the thing.
Way shorter than 6 foot. I would, listen, there is video. I haven't seen the video of that one. I just off the top of my head, I would guess it was 2 feet or under, but I really don't. It was very close. It was very close.
He's got to stop crying about that because, okay, I've been playing since I was 16. My buddy Mike, my best friend, he got me into this sport, and I love it. It's you know, it's a double-edged sword. You hate the sport, but you love it. And he always said, you play the entire hole.
Totally.
You every stroke. You don't. Say,
well, he
like,
missed
oh,
the shot. Like, there's no other. The discussion's over.
Yeah,
like,
but he's still lamenting having to take it.
But
and
he missed it.
Good by Spike yesterday.
He missed it.
I know.
Like, there's no other lamenting. Like,
you
can only,
right.
You know, be like, you should have let me have it if you make the freaking shot.
I know.
Yeah, and I give Spike credit for actually standing up to him on that. You
I agree.
Know, on that point. Yeah. So I was going to say something about the Phillies, but the WNBA. I'm thrilled. I'm going to bring it up if I can, real quick.
Yeah, please do.
Two things. Why did it take so long for Philadelphia, a basketball mecca, to get a WNBA team? And number two, we got to wait 5 years for this because, no offense, I want to see Caitlin Clark play. I want to see a Sabrina play from New York.
Sure.
We've got to wait 5 years for this. And it's a shame it's taken this long for them to recognize that, yeah, this would be a really good place for it. I think the place will sell out. You see what kind of a crowd that Indiana's getting on the road, and it's amazing. And I really want to see her play. I really do. And it's a shame that it's just taken.
So I don't know why it's taken 5 years. Does anyone here?
Because of the arena.
I figured that, but what's the timing? If all three teams are eventually going to be in the new arena, why can't all three teams be in the current arena?
I'm assuming maybe they already had their scheduling out for the next couple of years.
I mean, but you don't have concerts for 2028
plan. They do a lot of concerts,
but not for 2028.
But I don't know.
Artists haven't even announced their concerts.
I don't know. I found that weird too. Jeff, I don't know the. I mean, I figured it was arena related, but I also thought it should
have to do with all three cities at the same time because they're doing Detroit and Cleveland. I think it is too. Like, I don't know.
I don't know, man.
It's all staggered. And lastly, I don't. I really hope that they let the fans have a good say in what the team name is because I have no idea what they're going to call it because I just hope it's something.
You know what's weird, Jeff? I'll tell you the first thing that went through my mind, and this will probably be a non-starter, but literally the first thing that went through my mind is go back to the Philadelphia Warriors.
They won't do that. I think so too.
But it just,
right.
I mean, it's just a thought. I mean,
pictures.
That's who Wilt Chamberlain played for. I mean, he also played for the Sixers, but when Wilt scored 100 points, he scored it for the Philadelphia Warriors. They won two NBA titles. I mean, and then they vanished.
I think it'll have something to do with the city. It'll have something to do with the you know, the history of Philadelphia, but also with basketball at the same time. And I'm sure the Sixers, you know, something from, you know, will have a piece of that too. So I'd be curious what they're going to call and you know, the branding and all that. And hopefully the logo is really cool. So, but I'm glad to hear that they're doing that. And lastly for you, I know you're saying you're training. Please just start stretching every day, because when you do your running, I don't want to see a rehash of what happened to Angelo many years ago, because that would be really bad. So just keep it up, buddy. I think you're going to pull this off.
Thanks,
really,
Jeff. I appreciate that, man, very much. Well, look, 215-592-9494. Coming up, some of what Spike Eich and Jack said yesterday during their show about the competition. We'll get to that. WNBA question I want to pose to you. We'll get to that and more. We got Adam Sandler tickets also to give away today. We'll get to how you can win them coming up next. So a lot going on, including your reaction on the Phils, Bryce, Zach Wheeler, the whole deal. 215-592-9494. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie on WIP. All right, Tasty Cake. You love them. I love them. Everyone loves Tasty Cake. You know that. And they've got a treat for every John. Peanut butter fans, they got the candy cakes. My favorite, by the way. The candy cakes. Always has been. The chocolate-coated cakes with a creamy layer of peanut butter inside. If you like the simple classics, well, obviously the crimpet, the light sponge cake topped with rich icing it's a home run. It's phenomenal. Donut lovers, you got options for days upon days, including the frosted mini donuts, the powdered mini donuts, and of course, don't forget about the delicious new Dippin' Sticks flavor. I mean, so many uniquely satisfying treats to choose from. So many great options. And you know it because you know Tasty Cake. You love Tasty Cake. We all do. It's no surprise to have so many great options because it's Tasty Cake. Accept no substitutes.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.